We are on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. I would suggest while we're learning the Gemara, we should look in the Shikas Chulin. Kufayin Dalet. But let us first see the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, this is six lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Now, at Heichen Chut HaShedre. To where does the Chut HaShedre go? That Aloche is that Nipsiko HaChut, it's Treifa. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, at Bein HaProshes. Let us see Rashi. At Heichen Chut HaShedre, at Heichen Koichei shal chut ha-shedre, that the koich of the chut that it gives chiyas, liyas behema treifa bipsikosai. That if it'll be nipsak, the behema will be treifa. So now Rashi explains, achut yoitei min ha-moyach, the chut ha-shedre goes from the moyach, vahoylech al pnei kol ha-shedre, and goes al pnei kol ha-shedre, vaha-alyo, Ad Saif Hazonov, till the Saif Hazonov, that means it goes, that is the, perhaps you can look at Kufayin Gimel for a minute. We see the Chut HaShedre goes out from the Moyach, and it goes Ad Saif, let's look at Kufayin Gimel, and it goes Ad Saif Hazonov, that means the bones on the bottom, that's the Chuyos Hazonov, and the Chut HaShedre continues going through these Chuyas. Now, so the Shaila was, to where is there Halacha that if it's Nifsak, it's Treifa? Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Ad Bein HaProshes. So let us see Rashi, Ad Bein HaProshes, Ad Mokim, till the place Shuhum Misparish Umispatzel Pitzulim. Till the place that it comes out from the Chut HaShedre Pitzulim. So let us see in Kuf Ayin Gimel, we can see as following the Chut HaShedre down from the Moyach. So we see three places where it starts separating from the Chut HaShedre. These are the three Pitzulim. This is, let's look on the left. We see there he explains Rashi. Ad bein aproshes, ad mokim shemisparish umispatzel pitzulim. Where it starts separating, it branches out. That means the whole Chut HaShedre, the Mefoshim explain, the whole Chut HaShedre, there are perhaps nerves that go out from the Chut, but the Chut has one oivy, it has one thickness. By these pitzulim, that when it starts separate, starts branching out, these three branches that we are going to learn about, this is mamish achelik of the Chut, because we find that the Chut lemaise is, we find that the Chut lemaise gets thinner and thinner as these pitzulim come out. So we see these pitzulim are a chelik of the Chut. Now, so Rashi, and makim shemisparish umispatzel pitzulim. Keneged ayerechayim umaschali potzel, v'yaitze reish echad liyerech zeh, v'echad lezu, v'emtsoi yered lezonov. Now let's again look at Kuf Ayin Gimel. He's explaining this Rashi. So Keneged HaYerechayim, the first time it branches out is Keneged HaYerechayim on the right side and the left side. V'yaitze reish echad liyerech zeh, v'reish echad liyerech zeh. The emta and the Chut HaShedre continues going down towards the zonah. The emtoi yered lezonah. Fine. That's the first branching out. Ulemato me oisen pitzulim, underneath these two branchings out, the first pitzulim are by the yerech. Ulemato me oisen pitzulim, underneath these pitzulim, keneged shtei etzbois, around two fingers further down, hu chayzer emitzpatzel, oid legimu. Again it branches out, and there are three chalokim. That means there's the chut that's going straight down towards the zonah, and we have the two pitzulim on the right and left side. Ulamata mehem oid mispatzel, and then underneath this, and again it is mispatzel. V'chein b'harbe mekoy meis atzoifei. But al kaponim, b'ika, we're talking about this area with the three pitzulim. The pitzul ha'elyein is over the yerechayim, and then further down it goes. Yeah. V'im nipsak. Now, so what did Rav Yehuda Mishmur said, ad bein aproshes. Now, aproshes, according to this Loshon HaRashi, means the branching out. Ad until it starts branching out. Now, v'im nipsak min hamoyach, v'ad bein aproshes alolu, if there was a pisuk, it was severed, the chut ha'shedra, from the moyach, till the bein aproshes halolu, kol mokim shenipsak sham ruboy is treifa. Any place till the bein aproshes is treifa. Ve'im lemato mi bein aproshes, and Rashi is just saying now, underneath the bein aproshes, so that means we have three bein aproshes, three pitzulim, and they're going one underneath the other, nipsak kvar toshas koichoi. So memele the koyach, since as we mentioned, that with these pitzulim, the oivi of the chut ha'shedra gets thinner and thinner. So the koyach of the chut ha'shedra is weaker and weaker. So memele, so it is not necessary for the chiyus of the behemoth to have the chiyus of the chut ha'shedra, because there's very minimal chiyus lamata mi bein aproshes, and vayerechayim mamidim es shedra. So the yerechayim in this area support the shedra. It seems if the shedra is a healthy chut ha'shedra, it seems it's self-supporting. But if the chut ha'shedra was nifsak, but the shedra will still be oimid b'mkoymai, because the Rechayim support the Shedra ve'eino meiso bekach. So this is, we have here the vial, we have till the Bein Aproshes is Zicher Treif, and then after the Bein Aproshes is Kosher. Now let us go further. Rav Dimi bar Yitzchak hava kavoy lemezel lebeichuzoi. Rav Dimi bar Yitzchak was in a hurry. He had to go to Beichuzoi. But he wanted to clarify for himself the inyan of these bein aproshes. Also lekamid Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda was the Baal HaMemre that said, ad bein aproshes is treif, and after the bein aproshes is kosher. So he wanted to exactly be mevarel what this area is. Also, lekamid Rav Yehuda, omele lechavili mar bein aproshes heich. Show me where the bein aproshes are. Now, if Rav Dimi bar Yitzchak would have not have been in a hurry, so Rav Yehuda would have sat down with him, they would have taken the behemoth, and they would have taken off the meat of the behemoth, and they'd be able to see, be able to show him these pitzulim, these proshes, which are nisparish from the chut ha'shedra. But since he was in a hurry, so he was unable to cut open the behemoth, so he told him as follows, Zil aisi li gdi, v'achviloch, so bring me a gdi. Now the gdi was a gdi shachut. The gdi was a gdi shachut that the skin was taken off already. So you could just see the meat of the behemoth, of the gdi, and he wanted to show him on the gdi you could see the bein aproshes. What Rashi? Yeah, fine. He wanted to show him, I see the gdi. Ba'achviloch, I see like Gdish Meina. So he showed him, he brought him a fat Gdi. Amalei bliyot fei v'lo yediyo. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Aisel Gdi Shomin, Shochot Umufshet. Let us look on Kufay involved. Aisel Gdi Shomin, and there he brought him a behemoth. This is a skinned behemoth, and he wanted to show him these Bein HaProshes, these three Bein HaProshes. So Aisel Gdi Shomin, Shochot Umufshet, V'lo Yoloi Shus La'akev Achi Yikre'enu. There was not enough time to that he should tear open the meat, v'yagaloi ha'pitzulim mibifnim, v'yamagaloi mibachutz, he wanted to show him from the outside, sha'achut lovanu, the chut of the that was mispatzel, the side of the chut ha'shedr, and the chut that's mispatzel lovanu, v'nikar mibachutz, and you can recognize it mibachutz, k'kshenichnas b'bsar ha'alya lekan, Mitachas lotzem, underneath the otzem, it goes into the besara alya, and this we have, this is the picture on Kufay involved, 155 Gimel, so we see how it is going, mitachas lotzem, it goes into the besara alya, these are the three, this is the proshais which are being nifrash from the chuta shedr. So memele, that's what he showed him in 155 Gimel. And by a normal animal, you can recognize it. Yeah. But he told him, but since it was a fat animal, he brought him a fat animal, amalei bliyatvei, so it's balua in the basa. I can't show it to you. That means if you have a normal animal, you'd be able to see on the bus, so you can see a white line, so you would know where the proshes are, the bein proshes are. But since it's a fat animal, that means we're speaking about, we have to have an accurate yediyah where the proshes are. That means it's a mashu, a difference where the nekiv and the chut ha-shedra was. So you have to know exactly where the proshes are, where the bein proshes are. Fine. So, I see like kochosh. So I went and brought him a thin animal. Also it seems it was skinned and a malay, bliton tfei, v'lo yediya. So he says, "Blitam fei va'etzem shel buke da atma doichik ha'bosa is pressing against the bosa umeduvik v'doichik boi es moyach ha'chut ha'nipsol olo at shenase dak ve'inenike." Since this was a very thin chut because it was. He brought him a gdi that was kochush. So memele, you could also not see, since there were the etzem of the shelbuka, the atma was pressing on it, you couldn't tell. Shenase dak ve'inei nikam. Amale, so he told him like this. So he couldn't have he's in a hurry, and he couldn't show him clearly the bein proshes. Amalei ta'agmaroch gemoros. I can't show you. Let me just tell you the halachas. So memehu, you know the halachas. Hachi Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said as follows. It means the whole memory was Rabbi Yehuda said b'shem Shmuel. We're trying to figure out to where if the chut ha-shedra is nifsak, it is treif. And from where, if it is nifsak later, when the chut ha-shedra does not have so much usage anymore, so then it is kosher. And Shmuel had said, ad bein aproshes. It's treif ad bein aproshes. So he said, Shmuel said like this. Ad achas treifa. Till the first bein aproshes, it is treif. Shlishes kshera. Till the third bein aproshes, it is kosher. or from the third Bein HaProshes. Shnia Eini Yedeya. But Shmuel said that the second one, I don't know. I don't know. So Mamela, let us see the picture on Kufay and Zion. So let us just see picture 157 Gimel. So he says like this. This is that we have the Chut HaShadr in front of us, and we have three sets of Bein, of the we see the Proshes coming out from the Chut HaShadr. So Ad Achas Treifa. That means till the Rishayna, this is, so this is before the Bein HaProshes. That's Kol Mokim Sheyivsek Min HaTzavar Ad Bein HaProshes Rishayna. That's the dots. Look on the left side. Ad Achas, till the first one is Treifa. That means if it's Nifsak over there, it's Ziche Treifa. Then we have the Prosha Rishayna. The Prosha Rishayna is that it's what's Nifrash. Then we have Bein Prosha Rishayna. This is the two Proshas under the two Pitzulim. Then we have the Prosha Shniyah. And then we have the Bein HaProsha Shniyah. And then we have the Shlishis. This is all on 157 Gimel. So Memele, so he told him, to the Rishayna, Ad Achas Treifa. Shlishis Kshera. In Shniyah, Eini Yedeya. But the Shniyah Eini Yedeya, I don't know what the loch is of the Shniyah, and now we have the picture, Shniyah Eini Yedeya, so that he doesn't know what halacha this is. Shlishis Kshera, so that these are the two pictures, and the Shniyah Eini Yedeya. So that's the halacha, and then when you'll get a hold of a behemoth, you'll be able to figure it out. Let's see what Rashi says. Kol mokim sheyi posek min hatzavar bein haprosha rishayna treifa. That's the picture we have in 157 Gimel. There he says till the bein haprosha rishayna treifa. Nifsek bein haprosha shlishis ksheira. There he is again. That's the bottom. And shniya eini yedeya. That's the bein haprosha shniya eini yedeya. That Shmuel did not know what the halach is. Fine. Which is now, that we'll see, now the Gemara is going to try to figure out exactly what Shmuel said. Boi Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua. Now, Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua declared, what's pshat in the lashon of Shmuel? Ad va'ad bechlal. Oidil ma'ad v'loy ad bechlal. So let's see what Rashi says. He said, Ad Achas Treifa. Ad Achas Treifa, that's what he says. Now what does this Ad mean? Does Ad mean till, or we include the Rishayna? V'hochi kama Ad v'ad v'chlal. V'hochi kama min ha-roish. V'ad bein aprosha Rishayna. V'chol oisoi bein Afrosha, treifa, bechlal is treifa. So that is, b'chol oisa, now let's look at the picture 158 Gimel. That means, min ha-roish, and this is the bein afrosha rishayna, that means this area is, that's treif. That is treif. Ad, that's what he said, ad achas, Ad Achas means, or we said before, the Loshen Ad Bein HaFroshes. So Ad means to include the first Bein HaFroshes. So this area is between the two HaFroshes, the two Pitzulim. So this is Treif. That is if I learn Ad Ve'ad Bechlal. So this area is Treif, and that's what he has in picture 158 Gimel. The second Bein HaFroshes is Eini Yedeya, and the third Bein HaFroshes is Kshera. Could be that is Pshat in Shmuel. Or, Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal. Oidulme, let's see Rashi, then we'll see the picture on Kufayim Ches. Oidulme, Hochikoma, Ad v'loy ad bechlal. Is abloy ad bechlal treifa. Shlish is ksheira. Shniya eini yedei. So let us look at the picture. So ad v'loy ad bechlal treifa. So we look at the picture in 159 Gimel. So we see treifa is till the first bein afroshes. That is vaday treifa. The shlishis is ksheira. Now, if the first is vaday treifa, if the shlishis is vaday ksheira, so the first and second is eini yedeya, because that's what he says. He said, ad v'loy ad bechlal is vaday treifa. So he's saying afterwards is not vaday treifa, it's suffix treifa. So let's see what Rashi says. Oidel mahachi kama, ad v'loy ad bechlal treifa. Shlishis ksheira, shni eini yedeya. So he says, so Rashi says, if ad v'loy ad bechlal is treifa, is who at in the Rishayna will also be suffix. The Mesafkelei, or Memele Mishtame, he didn't have to talk about the Rishayne, V'leitzerech Lifrushe, it was not necessary to say Rishayne Ushniya, Eini Yodeya, I don't know the Rishayne Ushniya, because he said it already, the Kimin, the Omar, Vadai Treifa Adachas, he said, if Ad means Ad, V'lei Ad Bechal, so he says, this is Vadai Treifa, V'loi hi bechlal, but the Rishayin is not bechlal, michlal, the mikan vachlish is misafkelei. So memele, so he was very specific. He said, ad the bein afroshe Rishayin is vaday treife. So it seems from there on and further, it's not vaday treife. And he said the third is vaday ksheira, and so it seems the first and second are a suffix. The kanvashlish is mesafkele. V'chod aminai udinoke. Now Rashi and Akashi, so if we say ad v'layad v'chlal, so it comes out that the rishayna bein rishayna in shniya are sofik. So why did he say shniya eini yedeya? He should have said rishayna ushniya eini yedeya. That's Rashi's kashi. So Rashi says, the mikan va'atzlish is mesafkelei. V'chode minayu udinoket. He didn't chap on the Rishayne, because the Rishayne you could figure out. He said, till the Rishayne is vaday treife. So memele v'ashteitzach that the Rishayne is eini yedeya. Why did he chap on the shniya? D'loitei meshniya kishlishis lakula. You shouldn't say that the shniya is like the shlishis lakula. And it's vaday ksheira. That's what he said. By Shniya also ain't the idea. My Chavrusa was a Meirer. I mean, Rashi is very difficult to understand. If he says, till the Rishayin is Vaday Treif, and he says the Shlishis is Vaday Ksheira, so how would I have a Havamina that Shniya Kishlishis? I mean, if Shniya Kishlishis, he would say the Shniya is Ksheira. Why do you talk about the Shlishis? Rashi says, he said Shlishis is Ksheira, but I would think the Shniya Bechlau Shlishis. That's what he says, he has to tell me Shniya any day. I mean, if Shniya is Ksheira also, so say Shniya Ksheira. Why do you have to say Shlishis is Ksheira, and then maybe Shniya is also, so if Shniya is also, should have spoken about the Shniya. So it's very unclear. But why he only mentioned the Shniya. But Al-Koponim, we have here the vial, one suffix. We have a suffix, Ravuna Bered Rav Yeshua Ed HaShaila, that Shmuel said, Ad Bein Aproshois is Treifa. Now what does Ad Bein Aproshois mean? Does it include, is Ad Va'ad Bechlal, and it includes the first Bein Aproshois, which is also vaday treife, and only then everything is clear. Then the second bein aproshes is eini yedeya, and the third one is vaday ksheira, or it's ad v'loy ad bechlal. So vaday treife is only till the first bein aproshes and the second bein aproshes, which is eini yedeya, and the third bein aproshes is ksheira. Zwinen of Pshat in Shmuel, but this is Negeya, the Valdisovik is Negeya, the first Bein Aproshes. Is it Vadai Treifa or Sofik Treifa? And this depends if I say Adva Advechla, Loy Adva Loy Advechla. Now, let's go further. Boi Rapope, Rapope, the second Shaila, Imtim Saloima, Ad Veloy Ad Bechlal. If you'll say Ad Veloy Ad Bechlal, Pi Aprosha Mahu. What's the name with the Pi Aprosha? Now let's look at the picture 160 Gimel, so we know what we're talking about. That means we have here the Bein Aprosha is Ad v'loy ad b'chlal, so it means the eini yedeya is the chelik which is between the two proshes. So that's eini yedeya. What's the piya prosha? That means the opening from which this opening goes down to the two proshes, the beginning of the two proshes. So nivsak, let's look in the picture. Piya prosha ma'u nivsak achut. Hagodul kineged piya pitzulim orishoinim b'mokim pitzul mayo. That means it was nipsak where it starts separating. Not underneath the separations. Underneath the separations is called beina proshe. So he said, so if I say advoloyad bechlal, so beina proshe is any idea. But I'm asking, good, beina proshe is any idea, but what's piya proshe? That means in the, when the area where it starts separating, it's not between the separations, it's the beginning of the separations. Does this have a din of is this treifo, or this also have a din of bein aproshes, which is any idea? This was the sof. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, im tim soloi ma'ad v'loi ad b'chlau, pi proshes ma'u, nifsak achut agodu, kineged piya pitzulim. That means the chuta shedra was nifsak by the opening, with the pitzulim, so the branches start branching out. Harishonim. Bimokim pitzul, where they start branching out. Mal, bechlal treifu, because he said, bein aproshes, the bein aproshes, till the bein aproshes, is we have to say ad vole ad bechlal of a kaponim, this is before the bein aproshes. Oy bechlal eine yedeyo mi amrinen ad bein dafke. Do I say that ad bein is dafke? So memele bein aproshes is after the branches out, the area which is between the two pitzulim, the area which is between the proshes, that is eini yedeya. But this is not bein aproshes. This is before bein aproshes. So memele, this will be vadei treif. Or, I love davke. So Rashi says, and we'll see, Tosfos did not want to say like Rashi, that maybe Bein Aproshes is Lav Davke. That means that he said Bein Aproshes, but he doesn't mean Bein Aproshes. He means the area when the Proshes start, which is theoretically not called Bein Aproshes. It's not Bein Aproshes, but Bein Aproshes is Lav Davke. He means also to include the area from the Haskhala of the Proshes. Perhaps let us see Taisvis. We'll see the top two Taisvis in. Ad v'ad b'chlal, loy ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Midoma bepirkin kol shiyure dishur chachomim lahachmer. We have guidelines. Whenever the chachomim say a shir, I have to go lechumre. So memele, so if he said treife ad bein aproshes, I have to be mach, means whatever the mashmois, the chomodike mashmois of ad is, I have to say. So I should say ad va'ad v'chlal, and the bein of proshais will be treif. So Tosfos is not called a mifshat midi. Da'ani mili b'mishnei b'braisa, this generality, this klal, kol shiur d'shiur chachomim la'achmer, is only speaking about mishnayis, braises. V'lochem memra, this is a memra of Shmuel, so we don't have any klolim on the memra of Shmuel, that his ad is l'chumra. V'im timtza loyma ad v'loy ad b'chlal, pi proshamal. So now Tosfos has a pertinent kasha, which Rashi seems to run away from the kasha. How could I ever have a meaning that the pi aproshe should be any day? He said, ad bein aproshes. The pi aproshes is before the bein aproshes. So Rashi's name is Lav Dafke. So Tosfos does not want to say this, and Tosfos says, tu mahalchem. Af a pi sh'omar shmul ad bein aproshes, mikomok im misafkelei, the dilme mitchilas oive pitzel rishim at pitzel sheini shelamata emenu kori bein aproshes rishim vaad v'loi ad bechlal ve'eini yoideya. So Tosfos wants to say let's see, here we have a picture, 164 Gimel. That the Dilme, the Dilme mitchiles oivei pitzel rishin, maybe at pitzel sheini shalamate menu kori beis aproshish rishin. That means the whole area from the first base approaches to the second base approaches, he calls this all bein approaches. He calls this all bein approaches. That means since a large chalik of this is bein approaches, so the whole area is called bein approaches, even the area before it starts being, or when it starts being mefatzel, when it starts branching out. Maybe, so the whole area calls bein approaches. And therefore, va'ad v'loy ad bechlal. So, memela, if the whole area is called bein aproshe, starting from the tchilas apitzel, and then it will be v'eini yedei. Oishema misayif oivi apitzel. Maybe it's misayif oivi apitzel that the bein aproshe starts after the pitzel ends, and then. Let us see, Kuf Pei Aleph, Daf Kuf Pei Aleph, picture 165 Gimel. Maybe Bein Aproshes is called Misayif Oivi Epitzel. That's really Bein Aproshes, when this is the area between the two branches. So then the Pi Aproshe will be kosher. Will be Vadi Treif, I mean. Yeah. Hashem misayif oivi pitzel kori bein aproshes, shezu bein aproshes mamish. Avo mashu keneged oivi achuta mispatzel, mikri bein aproshes etreif. So that is one way Tosfos did not want to say the way Rashi says that bein aproshes is lav davke. So Tosfos wanted to first say the whole area from the beginning when it starts being mispatzel till the bein aproshes hasheni, the whole thing is called bein aproshes because right of it is bein aproshes, but all area is called bein aproshes. Then Tosfos wants to say perhaps a better chilik, a better teretz, inami mishimhochi mesafkelei shema pi proshes atzmon dahainu oivi pitzel rishayim havi bein aproshes the koma shmuel lefi shuhu bein chut amispatzel lismoil lechut amispatzel limin. Oh, so let us see what the second tenets of Tosfos is. So look in picture 166 Gimel. Let's read what it says on the right side. Shema pi proshes atzma. This area of pi proshes, deine oivi pitzel rishayim, Havi, the oibi, when it starts coming out, havi bein haproshes, lefi shehu bein chut hamispatzel lismoil, lechut hamispatzel liyamin. Fine. So that means that the Tosfos is saying that let us just look at the he has a picture here. He has here dots. Now these dots, and then he has small lines that are the dots are what we are speaking about. P proshes atzmon. And we're clearing, maybe this is called Beina Proshes. Why is this, and this should be Eini Yedeya. Why is this called Beina Proshes? Because the Proshes come out from this Chelik of the Chut HaShadrit. Beina Proshes does not necessarily mean the area which is underneath after it branched out. And that's let's look at the previous picture. We were under the impression that's called the Beina Proshes, the area that after it branches out. So this is enclosed by these two Proshes. Maybe Beina Proshes means the area that the Proshes could start branching out. So if we look at the lines, the dots, I mean, so this is the area. These two dots are where the proshes are coming out. Maybe that's also called Beina Proshes. And it will be Eini Yedeya. Or maybe not. Maybe Beina Proshes means the area underneath, after the proshes started branching out. This was the second Mahalach in Tosfos. So Memele, the Lashon of Beina Proshes is mamish, is the this area, the Pia Proshes, is mamish bein aproshes, because the proshes start branching out from there. Now Tosfos asks a kasha. So Tosfos asks, if we will say, they said a beautiful pshat, the bein aproshes means the area from where the proshes start branching out. That's called bein aproshes. Let's see again, inami mishumach misafgalei, Shema pi proshes atzman dein yoivi pitzel rishin havi bein aproshes the komo shmul fishu bein tchut hamispatzel lusmeil luchut hamispatzel limi. So memele, so Tosfos asks, if that is true, so why did Shmul say a loshen of bein aproshes, which is lechayre misleading? Bein aproshes lechayre means underneath. After the proshes came out already, he should have said, at aproshes, when the proshes start coming out. Why did he say bein aproshes? Behod inoket Shmuel at bein aproshes, v'lei noket at aproshes. It means, if you're telling me that this pi aproshes is also in the bein aproshes, because it starts branching out from there, so why didn't he say at aproshes? So Tosfos says, "Lefi she'echad mascha lotzis lispatzel kaidum lechaveiroi." So because they do not come out. Now let's look at the picture in 166 Gimel. "Lefi she'echad mascha lotzis lispatzel kaidum chaveiroi." That means, so if we would say ad haproshais, so let's look in 166 Gimel. We have here. We have dotted lines, and we have over here, we have dots, and then we have small lines with hapsekis. So what? Dashes. Oh, we have dashes and dots. That's right. So if you'd look at the dashes, and if it would say, at haproshes, so the first prosha on the right side starts, so it would say, from the proshes start, so I would cheshbin, that's called Eini Yedeya, so I would say, from there is Eini Yedeya, which is not true. You need ad bein aproshes. I need the area when both proshes are coming out, so therefore the dotted lines, that's the bein aproshes, because in this area you have that the proshes are coming out. This is the area of Beina Proshes. This is the area of Vein HaProshes. Or the dashes. The bottom dashes are the Vein HaProshes. The top dashes are not Vein HaProshes because there's no, because in the top dashes there's no proshes coming out on the other side. You need Vein HaProshes. You need Vein HaProshes, but in the Sobemele, so that's why he said Bein HaProshes. That's why he said Bein HaProshes. That's what Tosfos wants to say. Yeah. So now, Zuk Tosfos weiter. V'davkim ad v'lei ad v'chlal iboile. Now this whole shaila was, if ad v'lei ad v'chlal. So memele iboile b'fi prosha rishoin. So the shaila is this, does this have a din of Bein HaProshes, or does this have a din of before Bein HaProshes? Avol im ad va'ad bechlal. But if you will say ad va'ad bechlal, let's look at, turn the page, 167 Gimel. But if you'll say ad va'ad bechlal, so the whole Bein HaProshes is Zichre Treifem. Avrimat Vaad Bechlal, Leimotze Lemivi Pi Prosha Shni. So if you'll say Ad V'loi Ad Bechlal, so let's look at 167 Gimel. So the first, till the Prosha Shni, there's no Shaila, that's Ad Vaad Bechlal. Ad Bein HaProsh means the whole Bein HaProsh Rishon is Vaday Treif. So Taisva says, Leimotzi Lemivi Pi Prosh Shniya Maya. Then you can ask Klara Shaila. The Ad Bein, why can you ask a Shaila? Then there'll be no Shaila whatsoever. The Ad Bein HaProsh Rishon Kama De Treif. Because he said the Bein HaProsh is the Rishon is Treif. So this is treif. He said, what is Vaday treif? Visulai, some emele. So this area is not treif. He said, Bein HaProshes of the Rishon is treif. This is not Bein HaProshes of the Rishon. Vim ise de pi proshe ene kroye Bein HaProshes. If it's not called the Bein HaProshes, elem rinishi treif. Elad Bein HaProshes, vein ze Bein HaProshes. Ve'im hu kori Bein HaProshes, if you'll call this also Bein HaProshes, ve'im hu kori Bein HaProshes, ha'om ha'shni en yedei, b'chlal shni yesh aliyes. This area, if it has a shame Bein HaProshes or not, is zikha not Bein HaProshes the Rishon. The shaila is it called Bein HaProshes the Sheni or not? So he says, if we would hold that ad va'ad v'chlal, so Memele, there would zikha not be a shaila and the pia proshes of the proshes shniyas, because mimonev shech, this is any idea.